questions answered that change your recommendations?
No, I think that confirmed our understanding. Any questions from the board that you'd like us to address?
I'll make the motion to invest in Fund 4 at $35
million. Second.
Subject to standard due process or due diligence and contract negotiations and legal review.
Okay. For the on-site, we have opportunity. We're going to be at the Invesco annual meeting in a couple of weeks. We've talked with Invesco. They can have all the relevant staff at that annual meeting. We could do it. Wouldn't be an on-site, but it would be a meeting with the entire team right after the annual meeting concludes on Thursday. For the trustees who are going down there, if you can stick around for Thursday afternoon, we could take care of the on-site practice there.
Okay.
Yep. So who is, who is going to? Okay.
I got a question about that. So we have a Wednesday meeting. So are you guys going to be gone for the whole time? Are you skipping the meeting? I'm just wondering.
I haven't figured that out yet.
Okay.
Well, so if three of you are gone, we mean that we need to make sure there's a quorum or move our meeting.
I'm not going.
Oh, you're not going. Who's going? Just Scott and Jerry?
Yeah, but I'm not sure I'm going to miss the meeting. I haven't made that final arrangement yet.
No, we have two alternates.
I'm hedging.
Two of the three
positions. Right, but when I saw three hands raised, even if the alternates, if somebody's sick or something, right. I was just, that's where I was going with that.
Yeah, I didn't know how many people were, and originally there were four people going, and didn't
what,
know.
What are the dates?
You're not going with it.
November
4, 5, 6.
4, 5, 6, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Scott and Jerry are attending?
And Debbie?
No, I'm not going.
Oh, you're not going at all? Oh, I thought you were going down later.
No,
San Diego.
It's me. So I did this last year, just so you guys understand. I went down after the Wednesday meeting. Went down. By the time I got down there, because I had a delayed flight, I missed the dinner. So all that was left was Thursday morning, which are part there. There's like 2 hours of general meetings, and then there are limited partner meetings, which really we can't go to because we're not serving on those limited partner
advisory
committees. Correct. So I thought it was kind of a waste if you're going to attend the meeting. For me last year, it was really a waste of time and energy to try to go down there for 2 hours worth of meetings on Thursday morning. Now, if we're doing an on-site, that's different, but I have another question about the on-site. We're not going to their office, right? And so don't we typically have a policy that we are in their office for on-site?
Yeah, I think we have a policy, but then there's been a practice that's evolved that's a little bit different from what the policy says. The policy says we have a goal of meeting with them as soon as practical, either before or after signing a contract in their offices. The practice has been go visit them in their offices before signing the contract. That's not actually our policy. I think it's probably a good idea. In this instance, we're going to have all the key players in San Diego when we were there. It just kind of made sense to bundle them together. And you know, quite frankly, with a manager like this, we're not underwriting them from scratch. We're doing exception
management. Well, we've had previous investments.
Yeah, we're saying what's different from our past practice. Mm-hmm. And the only real difference from the past fund has been the change of one individual. He's going to be in San Diego. We can have a one-on-one explore with him. We can also talk with the guy who used to be on the fund, you know. What's the new guy doing differently than you did?
For me, if this was a new real estate investment, I would say we need to go to the office. I don't want to meet him at a conference. But we've been with these people through 1, 2, 3, and now we're going into 4. Yeah. I've been down there once. I've seen the office. It's not going anywhere. They're staying there.
Excellent.
It just went somewhere.
Dallas.
They just relocated about 2 months ago.
It sounds
like since those who aren't going to go haven't decided if they're not going to miss our meeting, you could still do the on-site on that that Thursday afternoon, and anybody who wants to go to participate in that meeting that we need to have in order to invest in this fund, then that works out.
Yeah.
That's a good idea before you invest in somebody for the first time, before you sign any contracts, to do the due diligence. Is it? In this case, it's not that way.
You basically don't want to find Bernie Madoff's brother in the upstairs floor by himself. And just following Brian's comment on analogy on the school, I just went take a look at the report card. We received this RV Quinn survey of public fund returns. And our real estate program is number one. The five for the 5 year period is number one.
Among the 37 accounts.
Yes. Yeah. And our 10 year return, total fund return, not real estate, total fund return is also number one.
Good.
Guess you guys deserve those new offices.
Blue wall, purple wall, whatever color you want.
I have a purple wall.
You know, I also wanted to mention, Chi Chi is looking really nice
today. I know, I noticed that too.
I love the hair, that's what I like.
Yeah, from the side you got to notice it better.
Yeah, me too.
You were with Chi Chi in New York when he wore the red bow tie, right?
Yeah.
Chi Chi knocked them all down. They all looked, whoa, red bow tie.
My staff is making me look worse and worse every day.
Yeah, but they've got you. You're wearing chartreuse green socks today?
Yeah, like incredible.
Jeff, you're wearing off on them.
Frankenstock.
They're what?
Frankenstock.
Okay.
This is a tiny unrelated aside, probably only of interest to me. This building down here in this picture on page 26 is a building that I was part of putting up. That was our headquarters, and we put it up in 1988 for $100 million. And using their math, that building is now worth $400 million.
Wow.
It's just absolutely mind-blowing.
Good job.
No. Unfortunately, I don't think the company kept it. We decided that was not our core competency, was real estate.
Okay, the motion is to follow through with the recommendation of $25 million investment, $7 no mold purchase position. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Carries? Okay.
One comment?
Yes, sir.
Great report and recommendation. I mean, that to me was really easy to read and had a very direct and unambiguous tone to it, so it was very good.
You're going with a professorial look, I noticed, with a nice black corduroy jacket.
Look at his socks.
Paving the way for that later
check
teaching career.
Out.
Yeah, socks.
Check
Jerry, you're always hung up
out.
On the socks.
Socks are overrated. Yeah.
Both Gary's are hung up on socks lately. What's
going on? I don't know. Well, it started with him over here.
As all things do.
Yeah. Well, they're in the investments in a very staid world, so they got to have a little spark. That's how I feel.
He's a player.
Enjoy the rest of your meeting.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
See you guys.
See you, Bob.
Enjoy your retirement.
whenever it starts.
Yeah, when did that happen?
Thank you.
And moving on to